live from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studio. It's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG, sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing.
Hey, everybody. Second hour as we roll all the way till 3 o'clock this afternoon right here on the Big Talker 1700. Still to come on the show, Mitch Holthus, longtime voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. He will join us at about 1:40 on the Chiefs as they get ready for their second preseason game. At 2:25, Sean Tomlinson on the National Football League. Sean working for Bleacher Report as well. He will be on the program. But coming up right now, Ken Silverstein, Big Ten Conference Insider. He comes to us on the Draft House 50 Hotline, Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Kenny, good afternoon, pal.
Oh, good afternoon, boys. 14 days and counting. That's all I need to say.
I know. I think everybody is doing exactly the same thing. With everything
when it was like 100-something. Yeah. I really am bad. Seriously, I need a couch, a shrink, and hopefully something that doesn't cost a lot of money because shrinks are expensive per hour. That's what I need.
Well, as you well know, that paycheck that we send you isn't worth much. So just kind of keep that one in your hand. All right.
I got it.
Yeah. Okay. So here we go. You just referenced the fact. What, in your estimation, are some of the stories that you have been able to garner out of what I'll call the college training camps in the Big Ten? Has anything stood out major to you with the small amount of information that has a chance to leak out?
Not a whole bunch. I mean, we talked about the Josh Rosen stuff last week, and that was a really good conversation. I did, after that conversation, realize, obviously, when we were going to talk again today, that we were going to be down to 14 days and counting. And when I mean that, obviously most teams are going to play on that Saturday. The Big Ten has Minnesota, Buffalo, Ohio State, Indiana on the Thursday, which is obviously 2 weeks from today, on the 31st. So with 14 days to go, I'd say, you know what, Soph, I need to look at some of these games. I need to look at particularly this non-conference schedule for these teams. And I broke it down a couple different ways, guys. I broke it down in what I thought were the best non-conference games, trying to figure out which was the best. These are in no particular order at the moment. Ohio State, Oklahoma, Michigan, Florida. Maybe if I push it a little bit, particularly if they get better record-wise, Michigan State, Notre Dame, always an attractive game. And then a surprise one that maybe a lot of folks haven't noticed, Maryland's starting to recruit a little bit. Their program's starting to move. The problem for them is they're in the East. Maryland taking on Tom Herman. We all know Tom from Ohio State, Iowa State, et cetera. Also was an assistant coach at Rice in Houston for Tom Herman. He's now the head guy at the University of Texas. Maryland and Texas in a very important game for both programs, both young coaches, both trying to get out of the gate fast. So to me, guys, I don't know about you. I've been going back and forth. Is Ohio State, Oklahoma better than Michigan, Florida? I'll toss it to you real quick. Which one's better?
For me, it's certainly the Oklahoma-Ohio State game. Two teams with college football aspirations for the playoff. I don't know if Florida's there yet offensively. They still have roads to go, and they got a lot of rebuilding, plus all the suspensions that they have on top.
Seven guys, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, last year was such a surprise the way that Ohio State went in there with that young team and dominated that game. It was a bit of a shocker they were able to do it. I just have a sneaking suspicion, even though it's going to be there in Columbus, that Oklahoma, at the very least, is going to play much better than they did a year ago in Norman.
I'm with you on that. I'm taking that Oklahoma-Ohio State matchup as well. I am really looking forward to that game. I mean, obviously, we're all going to watch Alabama-Florida State. But if you put it, in that particular context, I get where you're coming from. Maryland trying to improve, and Texas with a brand new coach. But playing at home, I think Texas pretty much is going to have their way over the Fighting Turtles. So I think that's why the Oklahoma-Ohio State game, I'm with Trent. I think it'll be a much closer game than what we witnessed last year.
All right, let me pose this one to both of you. Michigan State and Notre Dame, are both coaches entering play in 2017, one or both, D'Antonio, Michigan State, Kelly, Notre Dame, are they both or one or the other on the proverbial hot seat?
I'm going to go that Notre Dame is definitely, Kelly is on the, I mean, that seat's not just warm, it's cooking. And if they falter again this season, he will be gone. Now, I know the situation with what took place at Michigan State. We know all the things that came out of there and how much more difficult that has made D'Antonio's job to handle and trying to get things back for Sparty. But for if you're asking me either one or both, I am just going to single out Kelly at Notre Dame. I think that if things go bad early, they'll be banging on the door. It'll be like the Red Wedding on Game of Thrones. That's what it'll be like.
Trent, what about you?
You know, with Kelly, it's not just the wins, losses, though. That's going to be a huge part of it. I think, you know, there's so much more that lies underneath where, you know, what happened with Declan and his passing. That still is out there on top of it. I wonder for him, it just feels like even if they rebound and are all right, they're 8-4, maybe even 9-3. I wonder if that's good enough to keep the Wolves at bay or if he's going to be looking around. Have you connections for Kelly, where he could go if he at least rejuvenates things a little bit, not at a double-digit win level, but solid? Could you see him look around even if he does do enough to keep his job?
Yeah, I don't know, other than winning 10 or more, whether or not he can hold on to the gig. I still think it's an attractive job. I think it's a major advantage when you can go into the Catholic high schools around the country and cherry-pick kids. So I think it's still a really good job. I don't think it's a top five job right now. Could it be again? Maybe, but it would take a unique individual to get it there. I'll say this about Michigan State, and you're right, Jim, and we've talked about this in the past, about their well-documented issues off the field this year, and they were obviously very nasty, is the following. Michigan State's got two major problems. Problem one is geography. They got Michigan down the road in Ann Arbor, and Harbaugh's not going to stop recruiting nationally and having top 10 classes. And so maybe if you're Michigan State and you're the head honchos and major people who give cash to the athletic program, the boosters, say to themselves, you know what, he's had a hell of a run, but if he has two bad years in a row and the gap continues to grow between Ann Arbor and East Lansing, maybe it's smart to be a year early than a year late in regards to making a move. I don't think it will happen, but it wouldn't shock me. Wouldn't shock me if there were at least some people who thought that way. My guess is that if he has about a 500 season, then he'll be fine. But if he goes 4-8 or 3-9, it just depends. Again, they don't have the big money dollar people that Michigan has in state. They just don't. But those who do have that kind of cash and have sway with the AD and the president and the Board of Regents, let's say, it's not totally whack. It's probably not going to happen, and it probably shouldn't happen because I think he's a hell of a coach. But you got to worry in the East. They can't afford Michigan State to be the fourth best team because in no particular order, Penn State, Ohio State, and Michigan aren't going anywhere. And so for Michigan State, we'll see. Something else to think about, guys. I looked at every team's non-conference schedule. I've been a busy boy here the last couple of days.
I guess okay, so,
again,
yeah.
Well, the wife's out of town, so what are you going to do? Okay. So, you know, with 14 days to go, I broke down, and it didn't take that long to do it, quite frankly, and looked at every school's non-conference schedule this year. And I'm going to start in the East only because Penn State jumped out at me. Their non-conference schedule is Akron, Pitt, which is a rivalry game. Okay, but Pitt's not.
Yeah.
Dan Marino's not playing at Pitt anymore.
No, but it's still a good game, okay? Kenny, they don't like each other. Pitt and Penn State
don't like each other.
You know that. So it is a good game.
It's not Pitt of the early 80s, okay?
Okay,
it's not.
Yeah.
And they're okay, and they'll go to a mid-level or less ball game. But when I see Akron and Georgia State on Penn State's schedule, I'm going, oh, my, give me a break. All right, let me give a couple others that sort of jumped out at me. And they would be, let me take a look-see here. How about How about Michigan State? All right, granted, Notre Dame is a good game. There's no doubt about it. It's still Notre Dame. But Bowling Green and Western Michigan, come on. MAC schools, okay, I guess. Let me give you a couple others that just jumped out of me that are just not very good. How about Northwestern? A lot of folks are jumping on the Northwestern bandwagon. You got Thorson, a quarterback. You got Jackson, a running back. They're two really good players. Okay, and if Thorson continues to improve a quarterback, you can maybe make an argument, a pretty good one. The Northwestern's got a shot, a puncher's chance, if not winning the West, maybe getting second, fighting Nebraska for second. They got a lot of things have to go right. Look at this non-conference schedule for the Purple. Nevada, Duke, if it was basketball, okay. Football, not so good. And then, again, another MAC school, Bowling Green. Let me give you one more that jumped out at me. How about Row the Boat with P.J. Fleck? He's got Buffalo from the Mid-American Conference. Oregon State, it'd be better if it was Oregon, but it's Oregon State, the Beavers, and then Middle Tennessee. Okay? I'm a liar. I'll give you one more. How about Indiana's non-conference schedule? Okay? Virginia, enough said, they're having all kinds of issues in Charlottesville. I'll leave that one alone. Yeah. FIU, all right, FIU, and then Georgia Southern. If you drop the Southern, it'd be a hell of a game, but it's not Georgia and Athens, it's Georgia Southern. So some of these schools have pretty good non-conference schedules, and some have pretty abysmal non-conference schedules.
Yeah, but Ken, let me stop you. Let me stop you. I get where you're going on this, but football is totally different than basketball, where basketball you can schedule a game sometimes like 3 weeks in advance. In football, they got to schedule 5 to 8, maybe 10 years in advance because there are fewer teams. So if that's the case, can you really go on and blame somebody for making that schedule from 5 to 6, 7 years down the road, and that team that they scheduled with could be pretty good when they scheduled, and then just be god-awful by the time you get to them in 5, 6, 7 years?
It makes sense, and it does occur, no doubt about it. It's a very good point. But when you're scheduling Mid-American Conference schools, when you're scheduling schools like Georgia Southern, when you're Middle Tennessee, Oregon State, I can't remember the last time they were good. Virginia, Coach Bennett does a hell of a job in hoops, but they've been down in football for a long time. Buffalo, Akron, Georgia State, et cetera, et cetera. No, these are opportunities for W's. And so when you schedule 7, 8 years out, you're not really worried, about them being, quote, really, really good. Look at Maryland's non-conference. They have Texas. I mentioned that. Look at Towson State. All right, it's in their backyard. They'll destroy Towson State. Okay, they'll score 60 on them. Okay, and then they play UCF, University of Central Florida, based in Orlando. Think about Scott Frost's coach there, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, they've had moments when George O'Leary was coach. So when that game was scheduled probably X amount of years ago, it might be a better game than it is today. Debatable, I guess. So, yeah, your point is well taken. It's a good one. But there are, look, these ADs and football coaches are sitting there years out trying to figure out, how do I get to 6, 7 wins? And in non-conference, if we're going to play one good game, you're going to have to give me two patsies. Look at a big boy. Look at Ohio State, okay? They have Oklahoma, okay? 2-year contract, last year Norman, this year Columbus. Look at the rest of their non-conference schedule. Army and UNLV. Come on, Dean Smith. Come on.
But that's everybody. It's everybody. And at least the Big Ten and the Pac-12, at least they play 9 conference games. Look at the SEC. Look at what Auburn's doing. They got a great game at Clemson this year. The rest of their non-conference, though, Georgia Southern, Mercer, and Louisiana Monroe. It's everybody. You go through everybody. In Texas A&M, they open up at UCLA. Great game. Their other non-conference games, Nicholls State, Louisiana Lafayette, and New Mexico.
Who?
Yeah.
Who? Nicholls State?
Can you just, but Trent, and I know what you're saying, and it's all true, and everybody needs a couple W's, okay, to get to 6, 7, or if you're a bigger-time program, 9, 10, 11, et cetera, okay? I get all of it. I get it. It's not complicated. But when you're scheduling Nicholl State and Louisiana Lafayette and Middle Tennessee and Akron and Buffalo and a partridge in a pear tree, could you schedule someone a little bit better? Because you're asking your fan base to pay pretty good. Some, and that depends. Some schools downscale the ticket prices or upscale them depending on the schedule. So it gets a little tricky, but these tickets are still pretty expensive in the big scheme of things. And if you're buying season tickets, you're writing a decent sized check, okay, for X amount of games per season. And when you look at the schedule and you're seeing a home game against fill in the blank that you're going to beat up big time. Now, if you don't mind going to that game and you want to see a non-competitive game and you think, well, I don't care about the money, that's fine. Write the check and be happy, be a happy warrior. If you're someone who's a little bit more savvy and says to himself or herself, you know what, this is kind of ridiculous. I'm paying to see Nicholl State, or I'm paying to see Valdosta State or Northwestern State or any other directional school or school that ends in state that isn't Ohio State or someone of that magnitude. I don't know. Make any sense, guys?
It does, but
I think you've lost your mind. I think he's lost his mind, Trent. He's way out there.
The reality of it is, yeah, it'd be great to see. Unfortunately, it's not going to change anytime soon.
No,
it's
not going to happen. I mean, you know, if you're going to schedule, let's say you're Iowa, or make it a bigger a program in the eyes of wins and losses generally. Let's say you're Michigan, okay? And so Michigan has got Florida. All right, that's a good game, no doubt about it. Good game, even with the suspensions for Florida and their lack of a stellar offense over the last X amount of years. They have Cincinnati, Luke Fickell, first-year head coach, former Ohio State assistant, now running the Bearcats program. Okay, that'll be interesting. They take on Air Force. All right, I don't have a problem taking on a military school. Navy's better, but Air Force is okay. All right, I get that. Rather than play Cincinnati, why not schedule someone from a bigger conference that may be a lesser team in that conference? How about scheduling Missouri, for example, from the SEC?
Because you have to return that game with the away game. And with nine
games. Yeah, but if you're Michigan, you do. You're right. Yeah. You probably have to, but you can find. See, here's the thing with a Michigan and Ohio State, a Penn State, et cetera. They all are going to get over 100,000 people in these respective stadiums. These are three of the largest stadiums in the country. The payday is huge. So maybe Missouri says, no, I want home and away. You got to come to Columbia. Okay. Maybe Michigan says, or Ohio State or Penn State says, no, I don't want to do that. Screw that. We'll move on. But there are programs where you can get a one-time hit that's better than Valdosta State, Georgia Southern, and so forth, who will take it for the payday. That's a more competitive game than, let's say, the schools I just mentioned, or if you use Missouri as an example, or someone like that from a major conference, but a down program. I don't know. Just, you know, again, none of this is going to happen because everyone wants to hold on to their job, and I can't blame them. Everybody's got a mortgage and kids to go to college and pay the bills, and whether you're at a big, big, big program in a big, big, big conference, or you're in a smaller conference, whatever the deal may be, you still need to win games, and when you schedule, you're looking at, all right, maybe we play one tough game, but we need to make these other two a bunch of patsies because I need W's.
Ken Silverstein is our guest. He comes to us on the Draft House 50 Hotline Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. All right, Kenny, take me then to this, the money issue, and we've had this discussion with Trent and myself and a couple of other people. I want to bring it to your attention. Big Ten basketball. The schedule came out, and University of Iowa will have Penn State and Indiana in the two early Big Ten games. And they're all doing this because they had to move up the Big Ten Conference tournament to play in New York City at Madison Square Garden, where generally that's where the other big tournaments reside. So they're going to play a week in advance. Is the money, Ken, so big that it overshadowed everything because of the tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, is the money so big that that's exactly what this is all about? Maybe one of the biggest money grabs of all time.
Well, you're dealing with money bags, better known as Mr. Delaney, the commish. Okay, I mean, look, the only thing that drives him is cash flow. Okay, he doesn't. Why is Rutgers in Maryland in this conference? Okay, I mean, come on, they're in there because they're off I-95 and it's D.C. and Baltimore for the Turtles, and up I-95, Interstate 95 in Piscataway, New Jersey, / New Brunswick, New Jersey, depending on what part of the campus you're located in. For Rutgers, it's New York City and to a lesser extent Philadelphia to the south, because the university is basically roughly halfway between both major metropolitan areas. They are the only reason why those two schools are in, and anyone who thinks it's any other way is kidding themselves. So when Moneybag sees the schedule and thinks to himself, let's see, we had the thing last year, what, in D.C.? If we move it up I-95 into the number one TV radio market in the country, we have all these newspapers, all these radio and TV stations, ESPN's right up the road in Bristol, yada, yada, yada. We have all the major networks are based here in New York City. It's the major metropolitan area. It's the so-called still mecca of basketball, Madison Square Garden. That can be debated to some extent, but let's assume it still holds some water. He says to himself, oh, this is a no-brainer, baby. Where do I get the cash? Bring it to the table, throw it on the table, and let it just go northerly. Just drop the cash on the table and just let me look at a mountain of dollars. That's all. I mean, is it silly? Yeah. Is it fair? Is it fair? I mean, the coaches have no say in this, and obviously the kids have no say in it. So, yeah, and the other thing which I don't understand, guys, is, okay, you want to bump it up a week? All right. You want to make this a money grab? You want to make this obvious? Okay. You want to be Mr. Obvious? Fine, Commissioner. It's obvious. We all know it. None of us are shaking our heads in disagreement. At least I don't think many of us are. But here's the rub. Why are we sharing it with another conference / the venue? Okay. Name me, guys. I can't think of any other. Maybe I'm wrong here. Please correct me. Where else does a major conference, I'm talking SEC, ACC, Big 12, Pac-12, okay, do they share a venue with anybody else? Not that I'm aware of. So why is the Big Ten saying, well, we'll go a week early and we'll use this facility, then we'll leave and then we'll have somebody else come in here and, quote, share the facility, meaning they use the same venue as we just used? Now, he might counter and say, well, we're going first. Well, you're going first because you're moving everything up a week. Not that you're better than anybody else. You're just playing the calendar to what you perceive to be your advantage. What do you think?
It's a good point.
Go ahead, Trent.
Yeah,
Go ahead, Trent.
I understand it, the big money that is there. I am just hopeful that this isn't something that becomes a regular part of the rotation. Once every 8 years, once a decade, sure. But this thing needs to be in Indianapolis. It needs to be in Chicago. That is the spot for it. And if you're going to move it around, move it everywhere. You know, move it to the Target Center in Minneapolis for a year. Put it in Detroit and their new arena that they built for hockey. You know, put it in different places. You're going to do that, make it for everybody, not just worrying about kowtowing to your new members with Rutgers and Maryland and going D.C. and New York City. Personally, I was against this idea in general. But I'm kind of excited. Yeah, the first Saturday we're going to see, it'll be the Big Ten football championship game. It'll also be going on. But it's better than some of the dregs we see during the non-conference. I'll be more pumped up for Penn State, Iowa, and Iowa at Indiana than I would be them taking on Maryland Eastern Shore.
No, and I get that. And we get back, we've kind of gone full circle in regards to scheduling and so forth. And you're right. It's better to see a conference game. Penn State's a little bit improved. And obviously IU with Coach Miller coming in from the University of Dayton. Is going to get that program going in the right direction. Might take him a year, but he's going to get it done because he's a really good young coach. So, I don't disagree with that. I'm just, it's the Big Ten. I'm not into sharing. I like your idea. We've talked about it in the past. Detroit, the new downtown arena, home of the Pistons and the Red Wings, Target Center. I don't have a problem there in Minneapolis. I don't have a problem in Indianapolis. Chicago, I don't have a problem with. I wouldn't have a problem with Cleveland, quite frankly, playing at the Q. It's an NBA arena. It's nearly 21,000, okay, and change. So I don't have a problem hopscotching it around year to year. I think it makes it more attractive, and that's one of the rubs with having the football every year in Indianapolis, okay? I get it. They've held Super Bowls there. I get it. They have a really nice facility. They have the hotels downtown. I understand all of that from a positioning standpoint, but I wouldn't have a problem with the Big Ten football championship moving to different venues. And I know this would sound a little wacky, but I don't have a problem with it. We live in the Midwest. I wouldn't have a problem playing the game outside. Okay? Why not at Soldier Field in Chicago? They definitely got the hotel rooms. It's an NFL stadium. I don't have a problem with that. Or if you don't like that, play it in Minnesota, the new Vikings home. I guess it's about a year or two old now. Whatever. Have it there. Okay? Whatever. Why keep it in one place? Move it around, both football and mm-hmm. basketball. It's not a knock on Indianapolis. It's a fine town. Okay? There's nothing wrong with Indianapolis. It's just, I think it shuns other possibilities, and he's such a grabber of cash. If I'm in the inner circle and saying to the commissioner, hey, let me look at this contract from Indianapolis. Okay. Interesting. This is what it cost us. Okay. Let's see if we can, let's call Detroit. Let's call Minneapolis. Let's call Chicago and see if they'll throw more money. Here we go again. More money on the table for the commish and the Big Ten so that we can move it to a different venue.
First, always good, pal.
Would you have a problem with it being outside?
Yeah, if they played it in Florida, I'd be good with that.
Jim looking for a road trip.
But I'm looking for a nice place. That's what I'm looking for. You ever been in Minneapolis? You ever been in Chicago?
I've been at a Super Bowl.
You've been there.
Yeah,
you lived in Chicago.
Outside.
Yes. Yeah. No.
Well,
I like it. I want it to be the best football you can possibly have and not have, say, weather elements make a difference either way in the game. I want the fans. I know we play. Yes, I know that. I know. But those are at your home stadium. This is the championship game.
If it's Iowa, Nebraska, if it's Ohio State and Michigan, and it's played, for example, Ohio State, Michigan on the Saturday after Turkey Day, which is November, whatever it may be, let's say around November 26th. And you're playing roughly a weekish later, okay? I don't know. We're Midwest teams. You know, this is brawny football. This is not playing in the South where, you know, it's going to be 75, 80 degrees roughly, 80, you know, each night and each afternoon on a respective Saturday. Look, I understand you're looking for pristine conditions, and I get that part of the equation. All I'm saying on the flip side of the coin is that you're playing in the Big Ten, you're playing in late November, you're playing rivalry games that are huge that can decide divisions west, east, east, west, okay? And it's not like you're taking a month or two off to play later. You're playing literally a week later. This time, the two winners go to Indianapolis rather than going to Chicago and playing at Soldier Field or playing somewhere else.
Respectfully, I disagree. Respectfully.
What do you think, Trent?
I'll leave it up to you guys. You guys can argue this one out. You guys keep firing. You guys keep firing. Hey, Ken, we're out of time. Ken, we will do it again next week, and we'll be a week away from football. In fact, there'll be four games next Saturday. How's that sound?
That's tremendous. We'll be down to 7 days and counting when we speak next Thursday. Guys, have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, Ken Silverstein on the Draft House 50 Hotline Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. We got to get a break in, right?
Yeah, we're running a little late. Behind. So we'll get the break. We'll come back. We got Mitch Holtis coming up here at 1:40 as we roll through here on a Thursday. Jimmy B and TC on the Big Talker 1700.
1700 KBGG is the Big Talker in Des Moines with Jimmy B and TC. Noon to 3, sports talk that rocks. 1700 KBGG.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
If you're not already hungry, you will be in a second. At Montana Mike's, they've got the best steaks around, like the Applewood Bacon Sirloin or the Cajun Shrimp Ribeye, smothered in a creamy Cajun shrimp sauce. And you gotta try the Ancho T-Bone, an 18-ounce T-Bone crusted with ancho peppers. Montana Mike's also has the best burgers around, like the Bacon Swiss Mushroom Burger or their signature Messy Mike's Burger, with Montana Mike's barbecue sauce, applewood smoked bacon, melted cheddar cheese, and onion straws, all served on a grilled brioche bun. Montana Mike's with two locations, just north of I-80 on Northeast 14th in Des Moines and on Highway 14 in Newton. Montana Mike's. Montana Mike's is this week's sweet deal. Get $50 worth of Montana Mike's gift certificates for only $25. There's a limited number, and they're sure to go fast. So get yours Friday morning at 9 at 1700kbgg.com.
Kate here with Food Dudes Delivery. Are you tired of the same old delivery options? Well, Food Dudes Delivery can solve that problem for you. We deliver for restaurants that don't do delivery. Order through us at fooddudesdelivery.com. Food Dudes Delivery offers commercial and residential delivery service along with the option to pre-order. Our delivery rate is always a flat fee, so whether you're ordering $15 for yourself or $300 for a party, it's going to be the same flat fee. We deliver all throughout the metro area, always keeping your food hot and fresh. Food Dudes Delivery has a vast range of food options for you to choose from. So place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com.
American Topper and Accessories. Whether you work or play with your truck, they have everything you need for your lifestyle. Visit American Topper's new location at the fair, just south of the Varied Industries building.
Like all of you out there, Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. He would flip-flop all night long, wake up with a sore neck or maybe a headache, or feel like he needed a nap, even though he'd slept 8 hours. When Mike invented MyPillow, he wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. Mike does all of his own manufacturing right here in the United States and offers a 10-year warranty. You could wash and dry MyPillow, and don't forget there is a 60-day money-back guarantee. And here's their best offer ever. For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-4694 and use promo code Des Moines to take advantage of Mike's 4-pack special. You'll get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows and free shipping.
It's that time of the year again. Football's right around the corner. Draft House 50, best spot in Central Iowa to catch your Cyclones, Hawkeyes, and every NFL game. Over 50 TVs, 50 beers on tap, and the best burgers in town. Draft House 50, your place for all things sports.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
Back to the Wolf Construction Roofing Studio, sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. It's Jimmy B and TC.
All right, everybody, we roll all the way till 3 o'clock. Great conversation with Ken Silverstein just a couple of minutes ago. We'll head to Kansas City in just a couple of minutes. Mitch Holthus, the longtime voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, will be our guest. Trent, I'm looking forward. There is NFL preseason football tonight, and your hero is going to get a chance to start now for the Miami Dolphins. Are you looking forward to seeing Jay Cutler on the field?
No, I'm over him. I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
All you want to say about that game, yeah?
Actually, I'm not going to be watching any NFL, at least early in the evening, probably maybe a little later on. Tonight, Jimmy B, I'm heading out to the Solheim Cup, the opening ceremonies tonight.
Yes. I can't wait for this. This is going to be great.
Yeah, I got a couple of tickets, so we're heading out there tonight. Unfortunately, won't be able to see any golf. The practice rounds were happening, but boy, it's been crazy. Over, obviously, in that area over by Des Moines Golf and Country Club, Ben Nuts, that's where Ella goes to daycare, is over in that area. And it has been a crazy time over there trying to get everything upright. So going to go check that out, opening ceremonies, and got to get my red, white, and blue.
You got to wear that. I mean, if you're going to go, you got to support it. You got to do that. You got to make sure that that you're doing your thing and be – we're on the air right in the middle of it, but for tomorrow. And I can't wait for it to start. We'll have it on the Golf Channel because they're going to carry it. And it's going to be one of the great events that has come to Des Moines. It really is. And they're predicting crowds of, or at least people in town for the entire week of over 175,000.
It's crazy.
So that's, yeah, it is crazy. You're not kidding. Hey, we said we were going to talk football with Mitch. He's on the phone with us right now. Mitch Holthus comes to us on the Draft House 50 hotline, Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Mitch, good afternoon, man.
Good afternoon. What are you talking about, the eclipse? You guys are having the eclipse in Des Moines? And
no, we're talking about the Solheim Cup. The ladies in town, man. It's going to be great this weekend.
Yeah, that is going to be fantastic and fun to follow that. Is the Golf Channel going to do the eclipse, too?
I don't think the Golf Channel's doing the eclipse. Do you have your glasses ready, Mitch?
I do. I've got like three pair, and you got to have the right kind or – you know, I may not be doing the Chiefs games anymore. There's eclipse mania going on, and I'm telling you, I was spoke in Nebraska yesterday, and there in St. Joe's going to have almost 300,000 people. Kansas City is going to be crazy. Carbondale, Illinois, Charleston, South Carolina, and the eclipse is brought to you by Hy-Vee. Brought to you by Papa John's at Des Moines. We're going to get Jimmy. Can you do sideline reports from the Sun? Can we go to you live from the Sun during the eclipse?
Absolutely. Here, I'll give you a little preview, probably, of what one of those reports would be like. And now let's go down to Jim Brinson on the Sun. Damn, it's hot here. It's really hot. Mitch, back to you.
I think that would also be our injury report, and then that would be the last report we get from Jimmy B. But, yeah. So anyway, the eclipse.
How hot is it in Kansas City? Yes. How hot is it in Kansas City getting ready for the preseason game?
Yeah, this is the three places in 3 days breaking camp. The last stragglers got out of camp this morning, and now it's Kansas City, and then some have already left for Cincinnati. We had kind of a, we don't have our normal charter situation. The chartering business is changing in the NFL, as we alluded to, I think, an earlier report. New England's bought their own plane.
Right.
It actually could affect Iowa and Iowa State, you and I, in chartering here in the next several years. The chartering world is changing, but some of our people are going in commercial flights. I'll be going commercial flight tomorrow. But it's, yeah, the guys have broken camp. Now they're here. Then they're going to look for Cincinnati tomorrow. Kind of a whirlwind 3 days.
It's a time where when you break camp, and we're seeing, I saw our neighbors to the north, Minnesota, the Vikings holding their final training camp this year in Mankato. They'll be going to their new on-site practices starting next season. St. Joe's and Missouri Western State University, is that a long-term deal, or could you see Kansas City and the Chiefs organization deciding to build one of those Uber complexes and having everything there in the future?
Well, we already built a complex in 2010. That's what a $50 million facility. It's you could have it at Kansas City, but man, Andy Reid likes to move away. The thing is, the Chiefs are a lot closer to their home than the Vikings were in Mankato.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's kind of sad. I mean, Mankato was a giant. We used to go down there when we scrimmage him from River Falls. But you get to the north end of the cities to go to Mankato, that's a little bit of a ride. Now, for St. Joe, get this. When the Chiefs, St. Joe, our practice fields in St. Joe are 39 minutes from Kansas City International Airport. The Chiefs practice fields at their home facility are 32 minutes from Kansas City International Airport. So it kind of gives you an idea. St. Joe's, you can remove camp and detach it some, but it's close. I mean, guys can come back on days off, and it's accessible for the fans. I like it, but I'm not in the minority on that, because another guy that really likes it is the Chiefs head coach, Andy Reid.
Joe, people here have been great to us, and they roll out the red carpet. It's a nice facility. It's easy because there are not a lot of hills. When you evaluate camps, you want to keep the guys away from having to walk up and down hills. And then you've got air-conditioned facility here indoor that the players are in the second half of the day, every day. And so it's a nice setup. The people in the food area take care of us and do a great job there, and the fields are phenomenal.
I see the thousands of fans that get super up close at our camp, similar to the Vikings of Mankato. I don't know how close they're going to get at their new facilities, where it was at Eden Prairie or wherever it's at, but they're not going to get as close as they were in Mankato. And if we had it at our home facility, the way it's set up logistically, if you saw it, there is no way the Chiefs could get as close as, or the fans could get as close as they do now. I'd personally not like it if we had it on our home site.
Interesting. Very interesting. Take me back then to the travel thing again. I found that to be very interesting, what you said about the way the charter flights are changing. And yes, we had the conversation about the Patriots. Not only did they buy one, they bought two planes. Will this be the new thing, do you think, then, to get the teams around? Everybody's just going to have their own jet?
Well, you just don't go on eBay and buy two jets. Hey, Donaldson, you got a couple jets with your Papa John's special at $6.99 for the two top? But here's what teams could do. I could see them using that as a revenue producer throughout the entire year. If you had fan and player-hosted flights or trips to destinations and you're taking the Chiefs 767 to do it. I mean, there's a way they could try to get some, monetize that probably like they do everything else. It's just become cost prohibitive. The costs have gone way up. the logistics have changed with these companies that are doing the chartering, and a lot of the mainstream companies, like we use United, do the chartering. But it is, I don't know, it's either become less attractive to them or they've changed their pricing structure. But everybody, including these colleges, this affects Iowa and Iowa State and you and I to some extent. I mean, Drake, I don't know what Drake does when they go to Davidson or South or San Diego, but it's, this thing's going to be interesting over the next 5 to 7 years. And if the NFL teams start buying their planes, what are colleges going to do? You think Iowa State's going to buy a 757 or 767 to fly to Austin? I mean, I don't think so, but just stay tuned on this. It's a bigger story, but I know it's affected the Chiefs' travel this year.
Well, Mitch, with that from travel, you're getting ready to make your way to Cincinnati. Does that mean that you're going to hit up a little Skyline Chili?
You know, I think that, oh, yeah, and my daughter-in-law is a doctor. Her grandmother's from Cincinnati, so we get all that, you know, sometimes. And I'm not a fan of the Skyline Chili. It's not even chili. What is it? I look at it and go, that's not chili. Why do you call it chili?
It's noodles. So it's weird. There's cinnamon taste to it.
Super weird.
Yeah.
Like cinnamon? I don't want cinnamon chili.
Right.
So I'm taking Papa John's pizzas. Donaldson is giving me the secret sauce. I thought it was in Johnston. Now that moves around. You know, it was out by Southeast Polk High School. Now it's on the move again and under high security. You don't know where it's at because it's gone before you find out. But I'm taking some of that secret Papa John's pizza with me in exchange for Skyline Chili. Then I'm going to take the Skyline Chili and put it down the garbage disposal. But that's unkind, I know. But anyway, I'd rather have my Papa John's pizza than Skyline Chili.
That's great, Mitch. That's great. We've covered everything from the way you're going to travel to the dumping of Skyline Chili and the secret sauce that moves around the state. This is great.
Don't forget you're the sideline reporter on the Sun for the solar eclipse.
Damn, it's hot.
Hey, I got one more for you here, Mitch, before we let you go. I saw the an offshore sports book release their odds to win NFL Coach of the Year. No surprise, Bill Belichick at the top of the list at 7-1. But down there, tied in the eighth position, Andy Reid at 20-1. What would it take out of this Chiefs team for him to be the NFL Coach of the Year, in your estimation?
Get to the AFC Championship game. Winning it would be easy. Mm-hmm. But if they win another division title, dominate the division for a third straight year, remember they're 11-1 and against the AFC West the last 2 years, and this division's been pretty good. But he hasn't broken through to the next level. Once he does, and I think even getting the AFC Championship game would do it. He deserves it. He's 10th all-time in wins in the league. Only he and Belichick are still coaching on that top 10 list. He'll move up. I think by the time he's done, he's going to be 1, 2, or 3 of the winningest all-time coach in NFL history. If he gets to Super Bowl and win it, it'll open up all of his career. Right now, mainly because of the Philadelphia media bias. He's thought of overtime management. And I mean, the Eagles, good luck on them replicating the 14 years that Andy Reid spent there.
Mm-hmm.
8 division titles, 5 NFC championship games, and a Super Bowl run. And McNabb, you know, got sick on that final drive or whatever. But
right.
If Andy makes it back, all of a sudden they will look at his career vastly different.
Hmm. Interesting. Very interesting. What's your schedule for tomorrow when you're flying commercial? Are you going to be able to join us, or are you going to be in the air?
You know what? That's kind of tricky. If I don't have delays, I should be on the ground waiting for bags when I call you. However, okay. If you're going to, that means they sent me to the Sun on an advance party. Because we have sent some PR guys. You know, you send them ahead of time sometimes in advance. We have sent them to the Sun. So we haven't heard back from him. Let's go to Jimmy B live from the Sun.
This is one of the best segments we've ever done with you. This is awesome. Listen, yeah. You travel safely. You've already plugged Papa John's Pizza about 30 times. Do they deliver to the Sun just in case I am doing sideline there?
They're meeting right now as we speak. All of the managers from the whole state of Iowa are meeting in either Johnston or somewhere near Jordan in the Jordan Creek area. They keep that highly, you know, under wraps. they're trying to decide how they can get a car to the sun. It might just melt the little Papa John's thing on top, you know, the little thing they have to put on top that, you know, it's the Papa John's car. That may be, that may get a little warm for that.
You're the best, pal. Travel safe, and hopefully we will discuss this again tomorrow. Thanks, Mitch.
From sauce to the sun. Thank you.
That's great. That was great.
I never know what you're going to get with Mitch Holthus.
Oh, man, we ran off the rails on that one, but I don't care. That was good stuff. And the travel and the sun and me doing a live report on the sun. That was... Now, that's radio at its worst, or at its finest, I should
there
say.
You go. There you go. Well, with the NFL talk there, Kansas City Chiefs fans, who are you looking at fantasy? Probably not Alex Smith to be your quarterback. You think you know fantasy football? I'm going to weigh a pint of beer right now. 264-1700. Enter in, call in right now. We'll get you set up and have a chance for you to join our Fantasy League of Champions. It's happening Wednesday, September 6th, out of Draft House 50. Your opportunity to get into the contest right now just by qualifying, you get a free pint of beer from Draft House 50. 515-264-1700 is the number. Going to have a great time out there. Looking forward to that. We'll get our qualifier on the other side here. 2 o'clock hour next. Again, 515-264-1700. Dial it up, fantasy football fans.
1700K BGG is the big talker in Des Moines with Jimmy B and TC. Noon to 3, sports talk that rocks. 1700K BGG.
Trust, quality, value. Just some of the words that have been used by Wolf Construction Roofing customers to describe their experience. Wolf Construction Roofing works on residential and commercial roofing, including single-family and multifamily homes, tear-offs, specialty roofing, and gutters. Wolf Construction has grown into a roofing machine that installs and re-roofs nearly 2 million square feet of roofing each year. Wolf Construction has been given the Super Service Award from Angie's List and is accredited with the Better Business Bureau. Call them today for your free estimate. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-216-3643. That's 515-216-3643. And online, wolfconstruction.net.
Right now at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale, take an extra 20% off your purchase. Get the gear, win the school year. With an extra 20% off, kids' licensed tees are just $6.40. Young men's baseball tees are only $10.39. And juniors plaid wovens are $11.99. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Earn it on everything, spend it on anything. Game on. Kohl's. Select styles, 20% offer valid August 17th through 20th with promo code FRIEND20. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Napa Know-How.
There are lots of amazing cars on the road, but perhaps none more amazing than the paid-off car. It may not be pretty, but the price is right. Heck, if you keep that thing running, it'll actually start paying you. Because with Napa Rewards, for every $100 you spend, you'll get $5 off. So keep your car running longer, stronger with Napa Rewards, and watch the savings start rolling in. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
It's baseball season, and if you're looking for a place to go for all the MLB games, make it Draft House 50, Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Cubs, Twins, Royals, White Sox, Cardinals, even the Brew Crew, or an out-of-market game. Draft House 50 has you covered with the MLB Extra Innings Package. Upscale bar food, an amazing beer selection, and on the weekends, brunch and Bloody Mary Bar every Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Draft House 50, Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
A Wendy's Frosty is something special. And for a limited time, a Frosty is just 50 cents. An American classic for a classic price. It's not quite a milkshake, not quite an ice cream cone. It's definitely chocolate. Or vanilla. That choice is on you. Use a spoon or a french fry. Anything goes. A Frosty makes summer special. Yep, there's nothing quite like a Frosty. And there's nothing quite like this deal. A Frosty for 50 cents. Get yours before this deal melts away.
Small Frosty only at participating Wendy's for a limited time. Offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii. There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Guys, get to JCPenney today for Levi's lowest prices of the season. Like Levi's 514 straight fit for $39.99 and 511 slim fit for $41.99. Or save an extra 15% with coupon on deals like select Henley shirts from the Foundry Big and Tall Supply Company for just $9.99. Find even more big and tall styles at JCP.com. Hurry, and Sunday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Coupon valid 8/17 to 8/20 on select items in store and at JCP.com. Levi's and some other brands excluded from coupon. Season refers to the time period from 8/13 to 9/4. See store or JCP.com for details.
The next generation of appliances at the Home Depot now has something even newer. Extra savings, up to 25%. Take the GE Diamond Gray Front Load Steam Washer and Steam Electric Dryer with a Time Saver feature for a deeper clean in a shorter cycle. Just $5.98 each. Over $800 off the pair. Talk about cleaning up. Nobody beats our prices, guaranteed. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only while supplies last. Gas Dryer Extra. See store for details. Valid through August 23rd.
Hey, it's Trent Condon here from Jimmy B and TC. If you've been talking and thinking about improving your health, I have an idea for you. Do what I did. Call New Leaf Wellness. My weight had been increasing, my endurance during workouts was waning, and I was just feeling sluggish. New Leaf Wellness put together a program to help me lose weight, improve my energy, and they can do the same for you. Call New Leaf Wellness today at 515-650-1358 to schedule a free, no obligation consultation. That's 515-650-1358. 1358 for New Leaf Wellness. And tell them TC sent you.
Are you sick of the same old tired lunches, leftovers, bad drive-thru options? Food Dudes Delivery has your answer. Food Dudes delivers for restaurants that don't offer delivery all across the Des Moines Metro. Order online at fooddudesdelivery.com and get out of the lunch rut today with Food Dudes Delivery. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com. That's fooddudesdelivery.com.
Hey, it's Jimmy B.
And TC for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Hey, Draft House 50 has 47 big screen TVs for great viewing of any game.
Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, tennis, you name it.
Hey, the Draft House 50 can get it, even cricket? Draft House 50 has a sensational menu featuring specialty burgers, steak, salads, and so much more.
And on Saturday and Sunday, beginning at 10 a.m., it's brunch, which includes a terrific Bloody Mary bar.
The Draft House 50, a place for sports, great food, and drinks.
Draft House 50, Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
1700 KBGG, Des Moines, a Cumulus station.